And this is another story where I was sparking a rich man's girl. And she had a wealthy young man had come to see her, and I was poor as Job's turkey. So when I'd go, they wouldn't hardly have anything on the supper. There's all this rule in when you went to see a girl, you'd have supper, and you'd stay all night. And they wouldn't hardly have anything for supper, and the old man, he'd eat a few bites and quit, so that I'd quit, and I'd always just push back too. But when the other young fella come, they'd have everything in the world good to eat. And so one night I took a notion that I'd fool the old man. They didn't have very much on the table. But he pushed back and quit eating, and I just went ahead and ate everything that was on the table. And satisfied me pretty well. So after supper, the old gentleman, the old lady, they went to bed. And the girl told me where I could sleep, and I says, I'll just sleep right here before the fire on this bench. I don't mind it a bit. So I laid down on the bench and pretended to go to sleep. Long in the night, the old man said, "Oh, lady, get up and cook me an ice cake." Says, "I'm pretty near sorry that fella eat all the supper up." Well, she got up and she made up her dough and raked out the ashes and embers and put it down on the coals and covered it up and went back to bed. Well, I laid there a while and pretended like asleep, and after a while the old man thought his pancake was about done, and he got up to eat it, and I woke up and straightened up and rubbed my eyes, and he said, "Have you had a good nap?" And I said, "Yes, but I had the oldest dream a feller ever did have." And he says, "Well, tell him the dream." And I says, "Oh, it don't amount to anything much." And he says, "Well, tell it anyhow." And I says, "Well, I dreamed that I had a fine tract of land. I reached and got the poker, and I says, it laid just this way, and I marked all one way around all around the cake, up one side and down the other. And I says, I dreamed that it come a storm and just tore it all to pieces, and I just riddled his cake with, I showed him how it's done, and I just riddled his cake with the poker." And so he went back to bed, and after a while he said, "Oh, lady, get up and get me a glass of buttermilk." He says, "I'm just pretty near starved." And it's dark by that time, so she went in the kitchen, and I got up and placed myself right by the door, and she come in, and I reached and got the buttermilk and drank it down, and went back, and he says, "Where's my buttermilk?" She says, "Why, you drink it, you fool, you." And he lay there a while, and then he got up and went out to the potato patch to grab him some potatoes. And he wore a great old long white gown for sleeping gown. That's Marge's. And so I got up and went out and I got me a big limb and I got in behind him and I just chased him in the house, whipped him hard. And I waited a while and then I come in and I says, "Old man, I run one off the thieves you ever saw out of your tater patch." Well, that ended a bit. From that on, they always put plenty on the table when I went, and I finally won the girl.